I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. It was 50 years ago tomorrow that voting rights marchers finished their trip from Selma to Montgomery. A group including the daughters of Martin Luther King and Governor George Wallace will finish the march tomorrow with a ceremony at the state capitol. 74-year-old Benny Lee Tucker of Selma is one of the original foot soldiers who took part in the marches. He says his generation started the process toward civil rights, and it's up to the next generation to carry on that fight.
Oh, if they don't register to vote, they'll be right back where they started, in slavery again. But now they got to make up their mind there's no turning back. And they got to stop the killing, pull their pants up, start going to church, and realize they're brothers and sisters.
Be sure to join the Alabama Public Radio News team this Friday at 7 for the documentary More Bridges to Cross. That's this Friday at 7 on Alabama Public Radio. A historical tour of Montgomery is going on throughout the month of March. The Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce Convention and Visitor Bureau is presenting the Dream Marches On guided trolley tour. Attendees have the chance to see many historical landmarks all over the city, from the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement. Meg Lewis is the Director of Tourism and Special Projects for the Montgomery Area Chamber. She says people really get to experience the history of the entire city.
On the tour, you'll see everything from the old neighborhoods where people like Rosa Parks live, all the way out to the newest, most renovated tourist attraction. So you really get a sense of what's happened here, who lives here, the characters who built the history of this city, which in reality means the history of this country.
People also get to see the town of St. Jude, where the Selma to Montgomery marchers stayed the night before reaching the Capitol. An Alabama lawmaker is looking to bring back football to UAB. Vestavia Hills Representative Jack Williams filed proposed legislation late last week to require the University of Alabama system to have a football program at UAB, so long as it has a football team at its main Tuscaloosa campus. UAB President Ray Watts in December announced the school was shuttering its football, rifle, and bowling programs because of the costs. The decision drew substantial backlash. Partly cloudy in the Tennessee Valley this evening, lows in the upper 50s, mostly cloudy in central Alabama with lows in the mid-50s, and a 30% chance of a late shower in Mobile and the Gulf Coast, lows in the lower 60s. 72 in Mobile, 68 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 75 in Huntsville and Florence. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.